Members of the CNY Solidarity Coalition expressed their anti-Trump agenda to Syracuse's independent mayor-elect Ben Walsh this week. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the activist group wants to know if they can rely on Walsh's support on a number of issues.
Barb Lane is a Democrat who voted for her party's mayoral candidate in the past election, Juanita Perez Williams. She came out to the meeting to make peace and move forward.
I think he did well, but he's got to prove to me he's not a Republican.
Walsh comes from a family of former Republican elected officials and says he is proud of their public service.
But I understand for some people that's still a concern. I encourage everyone to judge me on my actions, not on assumptions.
Some at the meeting asked if Walsh would show up to the group's rallies. Walsh says he can make more of an impact from within the government.
I am in a better position to influence change by developing and nurturing relationships with our leaders at the state and federal level.
The group voiced concerns with police misconduct and lead poisoning in Syracuse and congressional Republicans' tax bill. Walsh says he voiced his concerns with the bill to Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko.
I am confident that we're going to continue to have a productive working relationship. Doesn't always mean we're going to agree.
Coalition members also warned Walsh that at some point he may be a target of their protests. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.